Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hey, everyone. Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I am your host, Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. And this is the show where we help you build financial intelligence so ultimately you can build financial freedom. So welcome in. Today, we're going to talk about a very important subject on trusts and the importance of protecting your assets. So asset protection. Many years ago, we did a show on this. It was a very popular episode, but we haven't done it in a number of years. And I don't know if, you know, we'll find out if a lot has changed since then or not. But we have a special guest on the show today. His name is Bruce Mack. He's the owner and founder of the Platinum Financing Group, additionally, the Platinum Trust Group. And he knows about funding options, asset protection, and he's an expert in this arena of making sure that your business trust is set up properly. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Clayton. I'm just delighted to be here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We're doing a little bit of a traveling right now. So if people at home are wondering what in the world is that hanging over my shoulder, I've asked my son, can you please remove your Iron Man Hulkbuster armor that you hung from the rafters? And he didn't. There's also a Spider-Man and another Iron Man behind me. And Bruce was saying, what is that hanging behind you? So I want to make sure that our audience at home knows what in the heck it's like having kids who corrupt your house with random items hanging from the rafters. So I apologize for that. So Bruce, don't be distracted by Iron Man over my shoulder.
Well, hey, I love Iron Man.
Yeah, so there you go. It's a nice little added bonus for those people who are watching the video.
Look like Iron Man now that I'm thinking about it.
Right. Oh, sure. Yeah, I look like a regular Robert Downey Jr. That's right.
Yeah.
Tell my wife that. See if she'll. So, Bruce, welcome to the show. What part of the world are you in? And take us back in your story a little bit. Give us some context for who Bruce Mack is and how you got started.
Well, Woodland Hills is where we live. And Woodland Hills is a northwestern area of LA to get from the office down to Beverly Hills. Actually, I was lecturing yesterday at the Beverly Hills Hilton. If you're lucky and you go at the exact right time, which is probably never going to happen, it's about 30 minutes. And I'm about 15 minutes as the crow flies and the drive goes, again, depending upon traffic from here to the beach. Where you pretty much intercept Malibu. So it's a pretty central location. with not easy access to other parts of town because we are in LA, which is absolutely absurd to try and ever get around.
You're speaking my language. I used to live there, but I used to live there maybe about almost like 20 years ago now, I think. I was just starting my television career. And I would leave at like 2 a.m. to get to my job as a production assistant in TV. So I didn't get any of that traffic and I would get to go home at noon. But even at noon, coming home on the 405 freeway down to Redondo Beach, I ended up having traffic sometimes. Noon, oh, yeah. on a 6-lane? They might have even been 7 lanes now. I don't even know how many lanes.
They actually added a lane. And at noon, you've got the people going out for lunch.
Yeah.
And they're going to appointments. So yeah, it's totally nuts.
you're a stronger man than I am for sticking it out there. So Bruce, tell me about your company. And, you know, last week on the show, we had Chad Corbett on talking about probate. And the reason I wanted to have you on this week, I thought it'd be a nice 1-2 punch to talk about, you know, what people go through when they wind up in probate. So if you haven't listened to that episode, please go back and check that out. Obviously, there are great deals to be had if you find probate deals, but we don't want you listening right now to wind up in probate. So why is asset protection so important, Bruce?
Okay. Before I jump into that, let me just give you that quick, the other piece to the first question, which is a little more about my background. I'm a real estate investor, guys, just like you are. Been involved in single family and multifamily. In a 3-year period of time, I bought, rehabbed, and flipped over 160 properties, made millions of dollars as a flipper rehabber. I also have been involved in a lot of commercial transactions as well. And to date, about $92 million worth of transactions. I'm a licensed financial advisor and used to own a licensed and bonded credit repair firm. And my why is because I got sued. And it absolutely is one of the most heart-wrenching, as well as financially, or I should say mentally devastating things that can happen to you. And as real estate investors, and I'm sure you've heard this before, we all walk around with a fairly large target on our back. Fact is that 1 in 3 Americans get sued. 2/3 of all surgeons get sued. I could not find a statistic that articulated what the percentage of real estate investors is that get sued, but just from my own personal fact-finding and many surveys that I've done over the years, I'm going to say it's at least a 1 in 2 shot. For wow. Every 2 investors I speak to, one of those guys has gotten sued, and it can get ugly. People talk about getting umbrella insurance and that going to be the panacea. Well, let me tell you a short story that I actually told from stage yesterday, and that's about my good friend, Steve. Steve is a lawyer in Beverly Hills. He still practices, though he's semi-retired. When Steve got into a bad car accident, Steve held a $3 million umbrella, and we would think that's going to be the perfect solution for most of us, having a big, fat umbrella. Actually, I'm a counter-believer that if you start to get an umbrella that swells to $5 million or something like that, then you have another problem, which is you've got an even bigger target painted on your back for potential litigation. And don't think that there are litigating attorneys that work on contingency that are looking these kinds of things up with insurance companies and making decisions on whether to move forward or not, just based upon the size of the umbrella. He gets into a car accident. They got the $3 million umbrella. But here's the kicker. And this is a great segue as to why a trust could protect you. The judge wanted to make an example out of him. So he did. He hit him for out-of-pocket punitive damages for $250,000. So Steve had to cough up that money right out of hip pocket National Bank. So when people say, well, I'll just get a larger umbrella, so I'm going to be totally protected. Not necessarily. It just doesn't work that way.
Well, some real cautionary tales here, because this is a comment that people bring up all the time. If you read, listening to the YouTube version of this, you see the comments. We're very active in our comments thread. on our YouTube channel, Morris Invest. And people say, yeah, but I've got an umbrella policy. I don't need a trust. I don't need that extra protection. I've got an umbrella. Why would I do that? Why would I set up an LLC? They'll say, why would I even set up an LLC? I've got it in my own name. It doesn't matter. I'm fine with my umbrella insurance. I think what you just spelled out is very important, because a lot of times these lawyers who are going to sue you, they're not even really, they know that they're probably, it's never going to go to court, right? It's probably never, ever going to go before a judge. And they are just hoping for a settlement. And if you've got an umbrella policy that acts as the settlement vehicle, that's all they care about. There's one law firm that I know that someone was telling me about that they've never seen them go to court ever, but they file lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit because they settle through insurance policies.
Yeah. It's a low-hanging fruit. To go through the subrogation process and try and get a collection from an insurance company. It's just one of those, again, unfortunate realities. Now, we were talking about the probate and probate potentially avoidance and the utilization of a trust vehicle. So let's start off and give you a little quick 101 on trusts. You have what I call your basic ground floor, garden ordinary variety trust. And it's known as a living trust or a living will. You may have heard either of those terms. They're pretty much one and the same. They're synonymous. The construct of those is for two specific reasons. Number one, for probate avoidance. Why don't you want to go to probate? Well, oftentimes you can end up in probate for years and years and years. And I'll share a short story about how many years with my own self as that example in just a moment. Secondarily, when you do go to probate, there are trustees that are going to get appointed by the court. And the trustees get a percentage of this of the amount of the estate, not what you want. Why would you want to be diminishing the size of the estate and turning over what's going to ultimately happen to the estate to a trustee or to trustees? Again, not a good idea. So this can become a very, very expensive and lengthy process. And you really don't have any idea where it's going to end up and who's going to get what. So with a living trust, you accomplish two goals. A, probate avoidance, because everything's spelled out. And you're giving a direction for what I call wealth transference from the grave. You are mandating or dictating what you want, who you want to get what. Prior to your demise or your deceasing. The personal story is this. I was a very small benefactor in a fairly large estate. The estate was a $25 million estate. It was from my aunt. And oh, by the way, she was married to my uncle. And my uncle and his brother, my other uncle, owned an extremely successful, guess what? Real estate investing company and real estate brokerage. So again, there's just one more edification why real estate is the greatest way to fly. So he passes, she passes. She sent half the estate to UC Berkeley as an endowment and the other half to be distributed to the beneficiaries, of which, like I said, I was a minor one. But here's the interesting kicker. The trustee, who was the family trusted CPA, was problematic. And with that type of a trust, a very low level trust, that trustee in this case milked the trust for 15 years. Oh. It was in probate. And oh, by the way, he charged the trust in excess, because I've seen this, in excess of $200,000 a year for his active role in the trust. So buyer beware, of how, when, and what you're going to be doing, that things may not go according to plan unless you've got a really good plan. And our plan, the type of trust that we have, the individual is the trustee, and they can name their successor trustees. And my thought is, you don't want to let it go to probate. You don't want to let it go to a trustee that has the capacity to enrich himself. And with the structure that we've got, that clearly is not the case, because it just doesn't work that way.
Well, we've set ours up just like that. So, you know, fully protected in those ways, making sure that would never go to probate, that the percentages that would go to children, et cetera, and we've gone through that, and we spent a long time doing it, and we've done it the right way.
Today's episode is brought to you by SimpliSafe, my favorite home security system. So easy to set up. Just whip out your smartphone when the box arrives. You can set up different multiple locations, cameras, motion sensors, everything. You can customize it to your heart's desire. All you need to do is go on their website to pick it out. It could not be simpler. Thus, the name SimpliSafe Home Security is giving our listeners of the Investing in Real Estate podcast exclusive deals for Black Friday. So SimpliSafe almost never has deals like this. So if you're thinking about protecting your home, check out SimpliSafe today. They have everything you need to keep your home safe. Entry sensors, motion sensors, a smart lock that locks your door when you forget. That's genius. Video doorbells as well. Plus 24/7 professional monitoring service that will dispatch police in 3.5 times faster than other security teams do. Why? Well, they even have person authentication in their video, meaning they're able to authenticate if there's a real person breaking into your house. That dispatches the police even faster to your house. This is my favorite home security system. I absolutely love how easy it was to set up right out of the box, put up my motion sensors in the corner, just using the little sticky tape that it comes with, like little, 3M adhesive ones. So you don't have to drill into your walls and run wires and all that stuff. You don't have to do any of that. SimpliSafe is already the best value in home security. And right now, you're going to get all the savings from their massive Black Friday sale. Just visit simplisafe.com/investing. This offer ends on Cyber Monday. That's Monday, December 2nd. So please go before then. That's simplisafe.com/investing to get these amazing Black Friday savings. That's simplisafe.com/investing.
I want to go back to something we kind of touched on at the beginning, which is about being sued. And this idea that it's not if you will be sued, it's when. As Garrett Sutton likes to say, the brilliant attorney likes to say, if you're in business, if you're in real estate investing, and as you pointed out with your statistics at the beginning, it's not if, it's when. So, it could be a tenant that, sues because of a handrail you didn't fix. It could be any number of reasons. It's very easy to file a lawsuit, but it can be incredibly difficult, though, to make any money from that lawsuit if you are set up properly with the right asset protection and the proper trust. Am I not correct about that?
You're 100% correct. And going back to that basement level, ground floor level living trust, the unfortunate reality is, while it does give one the ability to circumvent probate, and it does spell out who the beneficiaries are, because it is a grantor trust by definition, as opposed to a non-grantor, and because it is a revocable trust by definition, as opposed to an irrevocable trust, you now set in concrete the foundation for having the entire estate wiped out before the estate even gets transferred, because there is no asset protection to that type of trust. And that is the unfortunate reality for those types of trusts. That is not the type of trust that I would ascribe to, and not the type of trust that we are involved in. They are irrevocable. That does not mean not modifiable. You can change trustees. You can and appoint different trustees, and you can also change add and or subtract beneficiaries, which are the only two things you'd ever want to modify anyhow. But by having a non-grantor trust and by having a trust that has a spendthrift provision and an irrevocable provision like ours does, and the way ours is strategically woven together, I have to tell you, ours is proprietary. It has 58 copyrights on it. We've never had a challenge. And we also, with all the countless thousands of returns that our tax professionals have, we've never had an audit on any one of our clients. So we've got a great track record of success with this particular trust that, that we work with.
That's amazing. So let's talk a little bit about the type of trust and why this is so protective. Like, let's say someone, says, Bruce, I want to sue you. You know, in the case of us, right? The idea, Clayton, I'd want to sue you. Well, with the trust and the way that it's set up properly, you become in many ways, as Garrett and others like to say, lawsuit proof. Because, yes. Because unlike the umbrella insurance that's sitting out there as a big target for lawyers, those money-grubbing lawyers that want to go after it, a proper trust, if set up correctly, becomes lawsuit proof because at the end of the day, the lawyers are not going to get any money. They can spend years if they want. They can, and the plaintiffs that are paying them are going to be paying them like crazy, and they're going to not, they're never going to see a penny. Why is that? And how do you, before you die, because we were talking about death, right? Who do we hand this down to? But let's talk about being alive and protecting our assets, right? Why is this lawsuit proof?
That's a great question. So let's start off with the fact that trusts have been around since the 1500s, and they come from way back in England with common law. And then they actually they precede the U.S. Constitution, and they've been around, like I said, for hundreds and hundreds of years. Now, the beauty and the construct of our particular trust has a lot of its roots in what's called the dynasty trust. And a dynasty trust is a trust that the Kennedys have. Matter of fact, there's a reprint from Forbes magazine that I show people when we do consults, and it says the Kennedys defy death and taxes, and that the taxes could potentially be deferred for forever. But let's talk about the fact that with trusts, when you have, a non-grantor trust and the specific type of trust that we advocate, anybody can begin a litigation. However, it is the judge's duty to throw the case out of court if it has a spendthrift provision in it, and it's an irrevocable trust, in as much as there has never, ever been a spendthrift irrevocable trust that has been overturned by a court, with one exception. And that's if the trust can be proved to have what's called fraudulent conveyance. So let's briefly explore fraudulent conveyance. Fraudulent conveyance is if you're in a lawsuit, you've been served, case has been filed, and then you want to take your assets and either convey or sell them to the trust as a way to circumvent that lawsuit. That is the only trump card that can be exercised. So people ask me constantly, they say, Clayton, they say to me, Clayton, Bruce, when's the best time to get a trust? Well, I ask them, are you currently in any litigation? If they say no, and I say the answer is now, because you never know what could happen tomorrow, but today you can get a trust, be completely covered, and if something happens tomorrow, you have no worries and you can sleep well at night. So this is one of the core issues that individuals can really rest their head on their pillow at night. Individuals can be sued, but philosophically, the way our trust works is all assets, that's properties, planes, trains, automobiles, stamp collections, coin collections, Bitcoin collections, stock and bond trading accounts, whatever it is, your primary residence, your cars, all these assets are sold to the trust. And when they are sold to the trust, you now have the ability, like the Rockefellers, to say the way to fly is to control everything, but to own nothing. And therefore, if you don't own anything and a lawsuit was to be elicited against you, well, then there's nothing to collect. So going back to exactly what you said, Clayton, if you've got nothing, they're likely not going to be coming after you. And the average $72,500 cost of the average business lawsuit, which is staggering, with our clients becomes negligible, because as soon as they find out that they've got one of our impenetrable titanium vault asset protection trusts, why would they try and go up against something where they know it's a loser? They're going to go fishing in another pond where there's more fish to be got.
Right. I mean, it's incredible. And I'm glad, you know, we did ours years ago. And, you know, like you said, in real estate, you know, it's you're going, one out of every three real estate investors will be sued at some point. And that's just a reality, because there's so many moving parts. It's the number one way to build wealth, but it's also a big target. And so people like to go after people with big targets. I mean, it's, you know, it's easier to hit a target that big. Talk a little bit about, so if you get some, you know, money grubbing lawyer on a contingency, is like, I'll sue Bruce, I'm going to go sue him. Sure, I'll do it. And, you know, you have a money hungry plaintiff that wants to come after Bruce. How do you, when they like send you a lawsuit or they send you something like that, how do you present to them that, look, you're not going to get anything, you might as well go bark up another tree? Like, what's your process for that? Or do you just wait till they figure that out on their own?
I wouldn't wait. I would just tell them, look, I'm penniless, I'm indigent. If you want, I'll give you a financial statement. I don't own anything. Don't even own a car. It's just the way that it is. And many, many years ago or yesterday, whatever the case may be, I sold all my assets to a irrevocable spendthrift type of a trust. And by the way, guys, not all irrevocable and all spendthrift trusts are the same. Again, I'm throwing around some terms, and those are two of the components. Ours also has the non-grantor, complex, discretionary, and the way our trust is constructed, and we might want to spend a moment on that, is that it has some significant tax advantages that I've never seen in any other trust. But I would make them aware of it and just say, you can come after me, but you're going to find out through discovery, and I don't know why we'd want to wait that long to have you be aware of the fact that I do have a trust, and therefore I have zero assets, so there's nothing that could be gotten.
Right, because then you spend that time going through discovery, then the person paying that lawyer is paying more, and in the end, they're not going to get anything anyway.
Exactly. So,
no, this is powerful stuff, and I hope my audience pays attention to this, because setting up a trust is incredibly important for your family. So you don't wind up in probate, but it's also incredibly important for your current state of business. So it's a level of protection to protect you against the sharks that are out there that are going to try to take advantage, because it's incredibly easy to file a lawsuit, but it's incredibly difficult, almost impossible to collect on it if you're set up the right way. Bruce, any final thoughts? I'd love for people to be able to connect with you and be able to set up and go through the trust building process. What's the best way for people to connect with you, and any final thoughts you have for our audience today?
Well, I'll start with final thoughts, and then I'll talk about how they can connect with us. The final thought is the one I was wanting to bring to light. I've never seen another trust, and I've been involved with trusts for several decades, that has the tax mitigation component that ours does. And that's for rent and lease income for all different types of passive income. All real estate investors are involved with passive income, whether it's rent or lease income, or whether it's short or long-term capital gains. And I'm going to tell you, because of the way ours is structured and we wove through the fabric of the trust, one of the IRS tax codes, our clients are seeing a 70, 80, and in many cases, 90 plus percent reduction on what they're paying Uncle Sam on an annualized basis, because everything is being deferred out. And I'm not talking about a deferral like with a self-directed IRA where you at 70 and a half or taking RMDs. I'm talking about perpetuous deferral. Perpetuity and the laws of perpetuity so state that the trust does not distribute until 21 years after the last of the beneficiaries and the last of the beneficiaries' heirs deceases. So what we're talking about is getting a buy, if you will, on and a significant reduction on your taxes that are owed as an ancillary or additional win when one gets engaged with our trusts. As far as contact, please feel free to jump on for all the folks that that Clayton has. Please feel free to jump on our website, which is platinumtrustgroup.com. Again, let me repeat that. That's platinumtrustgroup.com. And on the left-hand side of the, which is probably this way because everything's always opposite on this video, so forgive me. Please feel free to go on the scroll down the left-hand side of that page on our website, and there's a scheduler to a link to my calendar where I'm delighted to give you a complimentary one-on-one consultation where we'll spend an hour. We'll go and we'll do a Zoom. I'll run you through some slides, and I'm there to answer any and all questions that you have concerning trusts, and see if this makes sense for you and it's the right move for you, which likely it is.
Well, I hope so. I would love to have our audience protect themselves in this way. And I think it'd be a powerful, powerful time. So thank you so much for offering that up. And we've got a very large audience here. You better get ready. You better order some sandwiches, because I think your calendar is about to fill up with people who want to learn more about trusts. Bruce, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Clayton. And what can I say? I look forward to talking with your listeners and viewers, and to getting up to Pennsylvania so I can see Rocket Man.
Right. Yep. All the kids' toys hanging around. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Bruce. And we will have links to everything that we just talked about here below this. You can click on those. So it takes you right to Bruce's website. Now, thanks to all of you for downloading and subscribing. We'll see you back here next time, everyone. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. It's the number one way to build wealth, but you must protect your assets. Do it. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.